Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It's a brand new week. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. As a matter of fact, it's the last week of April 2018. I love counting these down. I guess this makes it the 17th week of 2018. You're either counting up or you're counting down. Either way, it's pretty scary if you haven't done much yet. So you better figure out right away, pretty quickly, what's your harvest going to be in the summer of 2018? What's the harvest for you? Heck, what's the harvest going to be next year for you as a result of what you're doing today, this week, this month, and next month? So let's talk about that amongst a whole host of other inspirational topics. I want to touch on just a little bit of marketing today as well. What's funny, not a marketing expert, but I love marketing and get a lot of great traction, a lot of free traction. I don't pay for ads, at least currently. I don't have any paid ads running. I don't think I've paid for one lead, especially with my podcast, forever. You know, run some paid Facebook traffic, things like that. But if you've been listening to the show long enough, you know this isn't a marketing type of podcast, but we get a lot into it, man, because what do we talk about? The big A word, authenticity. Authenticity. Diving into Instagram stories a lot. If you're following me on Instagram, then you see that. If not, take a look, man. Even if you're not really into, me posting photos of what I'm doing every 5 minutes of the day and out and about by the pool or having a glass of vino. Hey, here's something, though. Next week, I'll be with Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk in Fort Lauderdale. You might want to follow me on Instagram, only because I'm going to be putting a lot of that content on my Instagram story as well. So check it out every day of Saturday on Instagram. So let's talk about it. Also, hey, while we're on that topic, let's get that out of the way as well. Follow me. Just do it on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday, on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. And our private Facebook group is free for you to come on in and at least kind of, you can be the creepy stalker that just looks around and sees what everybody's posting. I'm in there every day posting, doing a couple of Facebook Lives throughout the week. And then after you stop being the creepy stalker, you can go in and post your own like motivational content, things that you want to let people know about yourself, like what's your dream? You know, that's non-threatening. Get on in there and say, hey, my name is, and I joined the group because. That's really cool. I love people that come. That's my favorite post. I love people that come in and do that. I love people that come into our Facebook group and say, hey, my name is, and this is why I'm here. That's it, you know. How do you join the group? Well, go to everydayissaturday.com/FB, as in Facebook, group, FB group. Or just search it on Facebook, Sam Crowley's Group of Dreamers, Doers, and Entrepreneurs. Either way, everydaysaturday.com/FB group. The worst thing you can do, and we throw you right out, and I'm not saying you, I'm just saying last week we probably had a handful of people come in and say, hey, anybody interested in blockchain? Come on a webinar. It's free, no obligation, and see how you can be a block, take advantage of ahead of the tidal wave of blockchain. Dude, for real? Like, where'd you get that marketing advice, man? Walmart? Oh, what's your problem? Seriously. Why would you ever go into a group, spam it, and think that that's even remotely? That is so stupid. So stupid. And I'm amazed to see people do that. Like, I'm shocked when I see people go into a Facebook group. Not mine. It's just any group. Spam it. Hey, we're having a live webinar this week for anybody that wants to make $100 a day without even having to get your ass off the couch. You can continue eating the Doritos. Don't leave the couch. Keep the clicker in one hand and leave the other one open for all that profit that's going to come rolling in. Go here now. Dude, come on, man. Nobody buys that crap. It's 2018, you know? 1995 called and wants your marketing back. So anyway, let's talk about it. Instagram stories, why I'm using them. I'm using Instagram stories because I'm a little bit late to the party on this as well. I'm using Instagram stories because they're quick 15-second video vignettes of what I'm doing. And, you know, if I'm with my kids or I'm out, like, having a glass of wine with my wife the other night, I put that out there. It gets to know the person that is behind all of the content. Like, you're listening to this podcast, and you know me. If you listen to this show for the past 10 years, you definitely know me. But maybe you don't. Maybe you want a glimpse into, who's this nut job, man? It's always screaming into my earbuds. Why am I addicted to this guy's message? And I don't even know what he looks like. I know what he sounds like, but I don't even know what he does. But I got this podcast has me hooked. But what's he do? What's he thinking? Where's he go? And things like that. Check it out. Instagram stories. And I find myself on the other end of it. You know, when I look at somebody's Instagram story, I don't want to always have to be hit with this. Swipe up and opt in to get my free ebook. I don't really, you know, I'll do it after I know the person, because you'll probably see that from me down the road. But I've never used Instagram stories to capture leads or make sales. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But like anything, man, do you have permission? I think that's the theme for today. Do you have permission from the prospect to ask for the order? And here's how you know that you do not have permission. Let's reverse engineer it, like I always like to do. Like, here's the ways not to do it, okay? Don't go into Facebook groups and spam it with, hey, join my webinar, buy this. That's a bad way to do it, okay? And even on your own Instagram feed, I realize it's your Instagram feed, but also keep in mind, people are entering your home, your office, and things like that. That's what I treat Instagram. I really treat all my social media platforms like that. That, you know, people are coming into my home, I get it, but they're also not coming into my home for me to throw up a whiteboard in my living room and start drawing a bunch of circles and showing them how they can make money if they recruit two people. I'm not even in MLM, but I'm just giving you that visual. Imagine, have you ever gone to somebody's home, or have you ever gone to a party or a hotel? You've been invited to some hotel room and meeting room, and all of a sudden a whiteboard pops up and people are showing you how you can make money in your pajamas, and you're like, what? I thought I was here just to, like, drink water, not to sell water. Okay. Well, that was unfair. That's what happens. Bring people in. If you're using Instagram, bring them into your feed. Show them who you are. Don't even talk about your products and services. Now, you can directly, indirectly do that. Like, hey, I'm at a live event, speaking from stage today. Just wanted to show how much gratitude I have for everyone, man. You guys are awesome. Remember to go for your dream, plow through adversity, just things like that. But subconsciously, you're telling them you're at an event. I don't care if there's only five people at your event. You're at an event. By the way, if there's only three people hearing you speak, it's an event. Okay? When you're speaking, it's an event if you're a speaker. You know what it's not? It's not a meeting. Oh, I'm hosting a – that sounds exciting. Oh, you're hosting a meeting? Hey, what about a seminar? Oh, wow. I've never been to one of those before. Seminar sounds so exciting. Can I get a root canal while I'm there? I mean, come on, man. This is an event. You're putting on an online event. Let's say you don't have a live event at a hotel or something like that, but you're still speaking online. That's an event. Oh, it's not an online webinar, is it? Wow. Never heard of one of those either. That's pretty rare. I mean, come on, man. This is all about being unique and being authentic and making sure people understand that when you speak and when you host stuff and you're out there doing your thing, it's different than what everybody else is doing. And even if you do call it a webinar, I realize there's not a lot of different things that you can say around the topic of online marketing and when you're doing something online and hosting a training. But try to make it unique, you know? Try to make it to appear to be something where it's not just the online webinar type thing. You know what I'm talking about? So be different. Be unique. I'm using Instagram stories to connect with my market. I'm sharing, like, what I do the other 23 and a half hours a day when I'm not recording and editing this podcast, where I live, where I go, where I travel, the sights and sounds and all of that. And I see my Instagram engagement has blown up. It's absolutely blown up. And I haven't sold a thing. I haven't even tried to sell anything. Don't even want to try to sell anything right now. It's not what it's about. I love finding out more about the individuals who are actually following me than they do about me. Isn't that something? Like, I love, oh, wow, you live in Australia? Holy cow, you live in Brazil? Man, that's amazing. People send me direct messages all the time. You know, if you send me a direct message on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday, you're more than likely going to get a video response from me in my car. Why? Well, because it's different. Nobody else does that. It's unique. And I mean it. And it's super simple to do. It's like 10, 15 seconds. I said, hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the love. So send me a direct message on Instagram, you know, and let me know you're listening to the podcast, and I'll reply back with a video message. See, I love that. That's engagement to me, man. That's authentic to me. All of that stuff just screams like, wow, this guy's different. And let's end it with this thought, okay? It's never about how much you know about any particular topic. You know, if that were the case, then the A students would not be working for the C students in life, okay? Don't even get me started on that. It's not how much you know. It's never about how much you know. It's what you do with the knowledge that you have in your mind and how you communicate that knowledge. Because nobody likes a bragger. Oh, I know this. Like Cliff Clavin, you know. I know a million. Oh, yeah, Normie. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. You know all these a million different things about a million different topics. Nobody cares. You know what they care? How is it that what you know affects me in my day-to-day life? And because you have something in common with your audience, okay? Whatever it is that you teach, do, service, whatever it is like that, they have that in common. They want to know, and they appreciate the manner in which you convey that knowledge to them. And they want to have fun learning. Who doesn't want to have fun learning? Think of your favorite grade school teachers, high school teachers, the ones that made it fun learning. Make it fun for people to learn from you. Make it fun for people to do business. I don't care if you're changed, if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, you build houses. Make it fun when people engage with you and your company. Answer the phone with a smile. I mean, just engage people. Be different. Woo! I'm having fun. Week number 17 of 2018. I hope you are too. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.